Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go
and give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
December, and God will make a way for you. Whatever you're going through, we all got problems. We all got issues. But God will make a way and open door for you. When God opened that door for you, you can open it up for somebody else. So what I'm saying tonight, this is going into the first Sunday in December. You should get your letter to me. Bishop, I want to write my letter. This is what I want to happen for me in 2022. I want you to get ready. And as we do that, God bless you. Praying for you and you. There's many things that's going on. We have eclipse over another part of America, over another part of the world. that eclipse, when the sun, when it covers up the moon, and when it's dark and the sun's out, and it's clearing your melanin up. Your spiritual melanin is being cleared up. A lot of witchcraft and magic going on. And I want to tell you, black man, black woman, God have already put his spirit down in you. When I say Egypt, I'm talking about chemistry. You, all the gods come from Egypt. So you got to understand, you are a god, but you've been taken down of all this negativity that's been going on. And God is, you know, I like, when I played this record, I liked it because it talked about God going to make a way. God going to heal cancer, TB, tuberculosis, wherever going on, God going to heal it. So you get ready to let God.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the...
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro.
Nothing impossible for God because you've seen him do the miracle. With all this virus gone, God still is in control. Man ain't in control. So God will heal your body. With all the negativity that's going on around the world, God is still in control. And I can go back and get Mahalia Jackson said God got the whole world in his hand. God still got the whole world in his hand. And tonight, the healing night, divine healing, and when I say divine, that means from God. All the stuff you're going through, you let it go through. Because back in our ancient Egypt, Kemet, we was doctors and lawyers. We know about space. He said, well, how come you don't know about it now? I got to take answer. Can nobody teach you? Because we know calculus. We know all that. How we build the pyramid. Didn't no man come here from the moon. Black people build the pyramid. Black people set this world in court. When Egypt jumped up, that wasn't no Europe. So it wasn't no white folks. It was black folks. For centuries, we have been in charge, but racism, white supremacy made you think, I'm dumb. I got to go to school. I got to learn how to count. You already was counting. You was going to the moon. They trying to go to the moon. You was able to be clairvoyant. You could sit in the chair and travel all over the world. That's where meditation comes from. When you go into your meditation, you cleanse your body, body, mind. So I was talking to Dr. Barbara down in Houston, and we was talking about how our ancestors over in Egypt used to sit down in a chair and travel and go different places and clairvoyant. And you was able to be able to travel and see things. But since we got here, we have changed. You say, I can't do that. How can somebody teach you and they don't know nothing? They teaching you your own stuff. Divine healing come from God. Divine deliverance come from God. I want y'all to know that. And when you go back to Kemet, when I say that, when I go back to Egypt, those gods, the one built the pyramid, all the writing, the gods built. You say, well, it was in the spirit realm before they come in the physical realm. And we're in the physical realm, but we ain't gonna stay long. That's why they was, when they get ready to die, they put all this stuff with them. Because if you die now, you didn't complete your mission. You got to come back. That's where reincarnation come from. That come white folks. So when you said over in Egypt, they bring stuff with them because that's going to remind them about the physical plane. Some of you so caught up in the physical plane, you don't even understand the spirit plane. You don't understand. Your body worked through the spirit realm. Your mind worked through the spirit realm. Spirit by the spirit, you have spirit. This before Christianity came, before Islam, before all coming in, we was in Kemet. We were gods. I know they didn't taught you look it up. What you looking up and you a god? The Egypt didn't look up. They're Amun-Ra. They had the power. And tonight you have the power to understand that how can European tell you what to do and you over him? Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I wanted to play that where you might listen that God always come through. The God, see, when you read the Bible today, we started reading the Bible, which is a spiritual book, but it's not the book. The real book is in you. Let me say that again. When you go into meditation, God will show you your way out. We're dealing with lots of witchcraft with these children, white children shooting in the school. That this is demonic spirit. And the demonic spirit is old. But them that are anointed with the Holy Ghost, with the power of the ancestors, they know they are demonic people. They messed up. He got the whole world in his hand. Let me say it again. He got the whole world in his hand right now. So reason you all messed up and crossed up, you trying to live in the physical plane and you come from the spirit plane. Okay? We're not going to be down here long on earth. We're going back to our natural spirit realm. When we go to the spirit realm, we're able to see. Come out of TV, we already had it. Come out traveling on a plane, we was already traveling on the plane. The Native American called, and they began to drink the travel, but we didn't have to drink. We had it in us. That spirit of the anointing is in you, man. Woman is in you. But your melon have been blocked. Well, you don't know. So what happened with the eclipse was clean. The sun was shining. Then it came, it was black. That black represents your melon. It was white and cleaning your melon. Well, you can see. Some people said they had dreams. Some people dreamed about their mom and their daddy. But it said they were healed. Well, they had a cold. And one had got the shot and she was sick. During that eclipse, the melon in her moved all that virus they put in her out of her. Okay? That's what happened. So your melon is very important. To understand, when you understand, you say, well, I got to go to school to learn how to count. When you've been counting for years, on many years, you have traveled. Many years you have traveled and went places, your ancestors. Now, you just understanding the reason you caught up with witchcraft, you caught up with warlocks and witches, those people trying to study how to master you because you're God trying to mock you. But y'all ain't going to pray with me. So you got to understand, some of these young ladies is nothing but witches and warlocks. Some of these men are warlocks and they don't know that they playing out the devil playbook. They all messed up and crossed up. And when you say something, they get mad. Why they get mad? Because you tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. They leave you alone. So it's very important. I want to say this tonight, this kind of healing night, and Sunday, I'm talking about God is love. This is first Sunday, happy birthday, and I want to start talking about Mark Clark and Fred Hampton killed up on the west side. The Black Panther, he was killed. Evil. They busted in and shot him and killed him. That was evil. So it's a lot of evil out here. Then it brings us to bring it back up, tell you about what's going on. So it happened. So that's the thing that it happened. So I just want you to understand, you are a high-level person. Don't let nobody tell you that you are dumb. Don't let nobody tell you because you control the universe. Because your melon make you be able to control everything that's going on. And your melon will teach you and show you where you got to go. So when you get your melon will open up doors for you. went over the it break down things. Your melon break down those for you. And I'm up those for you.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see a kid in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man's home. They follow each other on the wind and low, cause they got nowhere to go.
Think about this year, 21 is gone, 22 is gone. You got to make a resolution. You need to write and say, this is what I want to do for 2022. There's some things I got my prophecy book for 2022. Got some things I'm going to say to you. Things will happen for you. I want you to get ready for a miracle breakthrough. This virus ain't going nowhere to 2023, 2024. It's still out there. But you can overcome that virus if you change your eating habits. If you change your way, you can overcome it because it's a virus. Let me say it again. It's a virus. So it's a virus. It's not of God. It's of man. So you have to say, what I got to do? You can take all the shots you want to in the rest of your life. You got to change your way and change what you're doing in order to overcome this. This is nothing but witchcraft and magic. And the Bible speak about it. The Bible speak about it. It's in the Bible. This is what we're going through now. Is in the Bible. So I just want you to understand that when Dr. King said, see, this is a way to try to block us. And I'm going to play a little Dr. King, maybe wake you up. Some of you sleep.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both
at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West.
Dr. King was talking about the physical plane of what's happening to America. See, and they was giving land out, but well, how can they give something that didn't belong to, it belonged to the black man? It belonged to our ancestors. But that's why America is having so much problems now, because of not treating black folks right. I'm talking about divine law. It's a divine law, and that divine law will catch you. Old folks call it your karma coming. You do wrong, it's coming. So America receiving some divine law, and they can keep on doing what they're doing and keep trying to defy God. God is God, and he's a real God, and I want to tell you, the God he put in you, he made you a goddess and made you a God. And once you accept that, you're going to change your way of thinking. You're going to change your way. You're going to go get your own business. Tomorrow I'm waiting on somebody else. Start your own, because it came from you. They stole your stuff and using it on you. That's what's happening. Glory, hallelujah. That's the thing that's going on right now. I just want to say that that's something to think. And even Marvin Gaye said, what's going on? The killing because your hair long, because you look different, because of your melanin.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's
up?
Hey, how you doing?
Man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light. It's fine. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on.
Killing save the babies, and we're killing each other. This is what Marvin Gaye said. Marvin Gaye was in the spirit world. Lots of these songs come from our ancestors. They come from another spirit realm to wake us up. It's like waking us up. And Marvin Gaye talked about the storm, the flood, electronic. It's happening now. You got to get off the grid because your life might be all flood and storm back to back. They said global warming 1-2. It's the disobedience of man to other men until you begin to love each other. Take the guns off the streets, the guns and all that. The greed and witchcraft and evil have attracted us, and you have to stay focused where it won't happen to you.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me.
He said, mercy, mercy me, things ain't what they used to be. Here you locked down, can't get no job, company don't want to pay you, and you got the COVID, now you got to take a booster shot. All of that because you got to clean up your body because it's messing with people's minds. People is messing with their minds and stuff. So you got to clean up because the electronic, you got cancer. Tuberculosis, cataract, tumor, all that. Where's the stuff coming from? Back in the day, they didn't have it. Well, how come it's happening now? Because, man, it fired God.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they do. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea. Fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
See our kids are doing, and mamas ain't taking care of kids. Kids 12 and 13 out in the streets at 4 and 5 o'clock and all that, and the parents, the whole responsible. What happened over in Michigan, the woman did right to hold them parents accountable. And all them school shootings and all this is snatch and grab, where is their parents? If you got a dog and he bites somebody, they're going to get you. And they got these little kids, 12 and 13, running around snatching, and ain't nobody doing nothing. The police trying to catch them. Get their mama and daddy. If they ain't got no daddy, get the mama. If they ain't got no mama, get the daddy. That's the only way to break it up. They're little monsters, little demons. Y'all ain't liking me when I say, he called my Johnny, he's a demon. Dookie and Pookie is demons. Because, let me help you out. Let me go to Spirit Realm. See, when Michael, you can read it in the Bible, Revelation 12, Michael kicked the devil out of heaven. And the devil started having sex with humans. It's in the Bible. And when the giants started having sex with women, the children become demons. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. This is Bible talk I'm talking. This is history. This was going on over in Egypt. He told you what's happening. And then when they talking about we come from ape, the white man said that the white man is ape. Like we come from ape, a white ape. And all that kind of crazy stuff. When you need to go back into your meditation stage, everybody need to have a period of meditation where you can see what's going on in the universe, in the world. And once you see what's going on in the world, there will be a change in you. Because we're under demonic, right now we're under demonic forces. Think about it. People is trying to deal with it, but they can't deal with it because they're under demonic forces. And demonic forces will mess you up. You know what I'm saying? So we have lots of people, they have headaches, and they take pills. They got a pill. They got a pill for sex. They got a pill to get you up for men and women. Who thought of that? Demons. The pharmaceutical company is running America. We got a booster pill. Now we got another pill. Now we got a shot. And they study coming. Who making the money? Pharmaceutical company. See what I'm saying? But once you back up and leave that stuff alone and get off of this meat and go to a vegetable diet, grow your own garden and start doing stuff, you pick yourself up. Because you might wake up, you ain't got no lights. You might wake up, ain't got no heat. You better get used to going back off the grid. And people in the city gonna catch it. People in the country, in the mountain, they ain't gonna catch it harder than people in the city. So you up here, they fighting and killing because it's a jungle. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me. But that's what happened. It's a jungle out here. And that jungle is messing with us. So it's a jungle. That jungle keep us. And with that jungle keeping us all messed up. See, when that jungle is keeping us all messed up. See, when you know it's a jungle out here, you got to take some action to overcome what's going on with that junction. Because the show going on is going on right now. And you got to be able to handle it because it's been happening for a minute. So you got to say, bitch, what I need to do? You need to take charge of what's going on. And when you take charge of what's going on, you'll break up all that evil spirit that's been sent. Because the show been sent and it's messing with lots of people. Messing with their mind, messing with their body. And it's messing with whatever that's going on, it's messing with them. So they got problem with their mind. So their mind is messed up. So if their mind messed up, something going on with them. The bishop, what's going on? A lot going on with them. See, we got drugs going on. We got a lot going on. Like I'm saying tonight, we got to go in the spirit realm in order to get what we need to get to go to the next level. One of the things you got to understand, this stuff ain't just happened. They don't want you to know what you really about. They don't really want you to know that you come from a divine race. They don't want to let you know that you are a divine person. Tonight, we're going to talk about the trillion-dollar flow. Also, as we talk about the trillion-dollar flow, we're going to talk about racism, white supremacy. See, white supremacy, racism play a big part with what's gone with us. We caught up in that. So you got to understand, well, bitch, how you got caught up in that? Because the man don't want you to know. I can't tell you that you better than me. I can't tell you that you ain't no slave. I can't tell you you know more than me. And that's the kind of stuff that's going on. That's the kind of stuff been going on for some days. So you got to understand some of the stuff that touch you.
Religions are alluded to. It's been around for thousands of years later. It got misconstrued, and those religions don't. country system or government has given us what they call basic. It's education. But to have a central government, it doesn't understand that that was just one massive. It was like multi-dimensional. The ultimate mystery that is behind all religion is alchemy. If no people develop the art of alchemy on the Hamites, you the word alchemy now, which means S-U-N-S-O-N, F-O-N, F-O-N, S-O-N. It also means God, Kemi, which means black. Alchemy means basically the black sun. It is the study of the substance called melanin. It is in a biological form, but it is in spiritual form. It is the study of every primordial substance in the universe, on earth, and some substance outside of the universe, which is the ultimate manifestation, and the crystallized stone is put all of this particular substance of the universe together to make a new reality. And from that alchemical process that you'll get into in a few minutes, you get magic, you get manipulation. coming out of here. The Moors travel up, and that gives you the whole Braille mythology that came off and the round table, which is nothing but Osiris. And all of that was later on the British faith and said it was British. I'm trying to claim royalty.
So many birds. Going back to ancient Kemet,
the way to go even when we look at things black.
Gonna walk up on the room and the group is gonna say, you know, we study 13 hours.